Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a fantastic Monday down here in Florida, getting a little bit of rain, which is kicking off from Texas, which be praying for those guys over there. They definitely got hit a lot harder than the media tried to portray it last week. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing great. I got to speak to a bunch of our customers today and supporters of Health Masters and the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And so I'm giving a shout out to Clayton and to Nancy and to Mark and to Paul and Mr. and Mrs. Phillips. And it was such a blessing to talk to these folks today because I tell you what, you know, it's so nice to know, Austin, that people care about us, they listen to us, and they pray for us, and that we're here to help them. And it's a reciprocal relationship. And I absolutely love these guys. I got to talk to them all for a bit. And it was a lot of fun. A couple of things I want to cover from a health standpoint first. This is really important because one of the folks that I was talking to was a former combat veteran, and he basically had gotten the anthrax shot, and he's been dealing with a whole bunch of health problems since then, including ruptured bicep tendons. And there's some things that you can do for all that, but I started doing a lot of research on the anthrax vaccine itself today. In fact, I spent about a full hour just doing that. And I knew it was bad, Austin. I knew it was one of those HE double stick vaccines. I knew it was one of those. But, dude, it is really bad. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. And some of the side effects are just absolutely mind-numbing of what this thing does. So I feel bad for our veterans. So make sure you're taking plenty of antioxidants, D3, K2, all of these different things to keep your immune system, you know, perky on this type of product when you've been injected with this kind of stuff. And I also spoke to him. He was on the, he basically had to clear routes through poppy fields, you know, for the military as far as transport. I'm going to repeat that. That was one of his duties. He had to clear routes and get rid of mines, and he had to do it through poppy fields. He said that it was the poppy fields are pretty much everywhere over there. And he said that many of the other fellows who were there with him were addicted to heroin and to hash because it was so readily available over there. And he's talking about soldiers. The same thing happened in Vietnam. And he said a lot, when he came home, he finally realized what an unbelievable mess he had gotten himself into over there. And he said that now his friends are dying here from heroin. So it's a major, major problem in the United States. And again, I just wanted to reemphasize that we don't make this stuff up, guys. And the guys that are soldiers that have been there, talk to them. They'll tell you the same thing. Another gentleman was having a really bad problem with skin itching. And I wanted to kind of share this with you guys real quickly because a lot of people have this. It's the same thing that I had. And you literally think you're coming down with Morgellons. I mean, it itches that bad. Austin used to say to me, man, Dad, you're tearing up your arms because you're itching so bad. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do. And I used the turmeric, about 9 of those, 10 of those a day, and that really helped a lot when I was having that. Then I got tested, and I found I had a tomato allergy. That helped getting off the tomatoes. But the one thing that I was doing is I wasn't allowing my bowels to work properly. That's why I ended up starting the sauerkraut, which I talked to you guys about repeatedly, about how it helps the bowels. And remember, the gentleman that I was speaking to about this, he had real loose stools, like watery stools, because he was drinking like an herbal tea for like a laxative. And the problem is when you're having stools that are really, really liquid, what ends up happening is it creates a lot of pressure on the inside. It's like turning a faucet on and off, and that water can actually push through the intestinal tract. It's called leaky gut, and it'll cause absorption of a lot of the chemicals and the poisons inside of the intestinal tract. It can get into your bloodstream, make you itch like crazy. You're thinking you got Morgellons, and you don't have Morgellons, but you've got a really bad allergy that's being caused by leaky gut. So always make sure you have well-formed stools. You don't want to have liquidy stools. That's just simply not healthy. Some more folks that I was talking to, one of the folks who was dealing with a real bad problem with basically inflammatory diseases. And always remember, if you have those types of diseases, it's really important to stay off all of the nightshade variety of vegetables. That's bell peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, and white potatoes. And I always recommend that if a person does have that, they use a good portion of black seed oil, BLACK, oil every single day, up to an ounce twice a day in the morning and in the evening, because in many cases with those types of fibromyalgia conditions and inflammatory conditions, you have a big problem with yeast. And one of the best things to get rid of yeast that I've ever seen is the black seed oil, period. And then, of course, you replace your acidophilus back into your intestinal tract. When you do all of that, continue to take that, and it works very, very well. But I just wanted to share a few of those things with you from a nutrition standpoint, because I don't really have to talk to you guys very much about specific things to do for specific conditions like this. So I wanted to cover all that today on the show again. And my prayers go out to the folks in Houston because of what's happening. It's exactly like you said earlier, Austin. This is a major, major front. This is a HAARP engineered event. If you go to the chemtrailsplanet.net, you will basically see and how they talk about what they did, and it was basically engineered for maximum water and damage. It's actually pulling, Austin. It's got such a big pull front from it. It's actually pulling moisture all the way through Florida now, recirculating back up into that area. This is a massive, massive, massive front. And I'm going to read you right off this website. You guys can look at it yourself. Friday, August the 25th, looking at the water vapor map on a 28-hour loop, we see that Hurricane Harvey was being targeted with microwave RF sufficient to temporarily destroy the eyewall's organization at two separate times in this loop as the storm advanced in a northeast path towards Texas. In the previous two videos, we show you the distinct markings of the microwave transmitter targeting Harvey, superheating various areas near its center, which generates pressure waves and blast patterns while disrupting the connective process in the storm. Simply put, this storm was allowed to move into Texas unimpeded and cause millions, if not billions, of dollars in property damage and possible fatalities. A major hurricane has not hit the Gulf Coast area in many years because of the same covert weather control operation that has now been occurring unreported until about 2.5 years ago, when this channel began daily reports showing how weather manipulation in the form of satellite, microwave, or laser transmitters are used to generate on-demand high-pressure waves to steer and to superheat and kill large storms and hurricanes. Guys, these chemtrails that are being sprayed in the atmosphere are allowing them to completely and totally own the weather. They own the weather. And one thing I learned from a video that I watched from Elena Friedland this weekend, in fact, I've got to get her on the show when her new book's released. She says that the same aerosols that are sprayed in the air, Austin, the barium and the aluminum, are the same compounds they're using when they're doing fracking and they're putting them into the ground. And it's all being done to create a giant energy field that starts at the earth, at the soil, in fact, the outer crust, comes up all the way up into the ionosphere so they can put a space fence around us, which would be completely the control grid that we've talked about, which is probably going to be finished and capped off with the 5G networks. So this is what's going on, but I did not know that the liquid they were putting into the soil for fracking was aluminum and barium. So no wonder we're having so much groundwater contamination from this mess in so many areas that have farms and places are saying their groundwater is being completely poisoned from the fracking. Now we understand why. But this storm, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm going on record right now, was basically engineered to do exactly what it's doing. They know they could have stopped the storm before it ever developed. They have that technology. I know they do because I've seen them move storms and track storms any which directions. Back in 2004, right here in Polk County, where I live, President Polk, P-O-L-K, is named after President Polk. We had three storms literally cross our county in 6 weeks. Every 2 weeks, we had another hurricane, another hurricane, another hurricane. It was like nuts. And we haven't had a hurricane come through here since 1960. So it had been was that 44 years since we had a hurricane come through here, and suddenly there's three hurricanes, boom, 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 in 6 weeks. And it's almost like they picked Central Florida as an X just to fine-tune what they could do and to show their supervisors, hey, we're going to show you what we're going to do. We're going to drop three storms across Florida, across the same county, cross the storm, crisscross, any direction you want. Yep. That's how we're going to do it. That's how much potential they have as far as controlling the weather, guys. So when you see a storm like this go into Houston, you know darn good and well that it was engineered to do that. And now it's dropping 2-3 feet of water. I mean, that's just nonsense. I mean, I've never heard of stuff like this. And now they stopped it right there. So it's just a cistern just can't continue the deluge. And now they've had the Army Corps is releasing water from the dams to keep Houston downtown from flooding even more, which is going to flood even more neighborhoods. So this is a major problem. We have hundreds of people on rooftops. And the disaster preparedness guys have come in and told the people if they weren't going to evacuate, that was very important that they wrote their social security numbers with a Sharpie on their forearms so in case their bodies were recovered, they could find out who they were and be able to identify them more quickly. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that we're talking about. But, guys, I'm telling you what, as sure as I know God made little green apples and built this planet, these guys are controlling the weather, and they have done this again. Austin, what do you think?
Well, yeah, and it was kind of frustrating, too, because, you know, I mean, last week you didn't hear a whole lot about it at all. And that's why I brought it up on Friday's show, because I wanted to kind of address it and give everybody a heads up. But I saw the post that one of the girls did on Facebook because it went viral. And essentially, right after she put it out there Thursday night, the mayor issued basically a rebuttal to what she said, essentially calling her fake news. But most people didn't. They kind of thought, they weren't sure if this girl was accurate or if she was just fear-mongering. And she was completely accurate about it. She said it on the post. This is, I think, from Wednesday. She said, "I'm not trying to panic anyone at all, but if some of you know, I work for a law firm here in downtown. One of the lawyers I work with has a friend at the Houston City Council. The news is not telling the truth. The storm is expected to be three times worse than what the news is saying because they don't want to panic on the freeways. The City Council and Harris County Flood Control had an emergency meeting this morning. Everything south of Katy is predicted to be devastating. They're predicting 50 inches of rain, not 24 inches like the news is saying, and at least 100,000 homes destroyed. They're expecting all of Houston to be without power for days. If you guys live in a flood zone, you need to get out of Houston immediately and try to stay with somebody further north. I hope they're wrong, but the latest that I've heard from the news isn't telling you the truth." Well, then Mayor Turner, the same time on Thursday after this, Thursday night, issued this and said, "False forecast and irresponsible rumors on social media are interfering with the efforts by the city of Houston and its government and news media partners to provide accurate information to the public about the expected effects of the tropical storm. All the residents of Houston and surrounding areas should rely solely on proven information sources, including the National Weather Services and the City Office of Emergency Management, to decide how to prepare for the rainfall expected. No evacuation orders have been issued for the city, and none is being considered. Please continue to monitor mainstream news sources for updates on the weather. Act accordingly as an informed resident. Rumors are nothing new, but the widespread use of social media has needlessly frightened many people today." Oh, that's what he issued on Thursday evening, guys, before this thing started coming in on Friday, which made landfall on Saturday, which, as you guys can see from the photos, this thing was nothing short from absolutely devastating to Texas right now, and it's only getting worse because the water is still draining in there. They can't get rid of it. His dad just said they're draining the dam to try and push water out there, which is going to flood more houses downrange. This is a big issue down there. This is going to cause a significant amount of property damage again, and in my opinion, from seeing what happened last week with these guys denying what's going on, is what Dad just said with the weather control that we blatantly saw here in Florida back in 2004. I mean, it was so crystal clear. I mean, you couldn't even deny it anymore. This is exactly what they want to do. Remember, Texas is one of the only states that's self-sufficient enough that could truly secede from the United States if they wanted to. They really are. And they don't want them doing that. So in order to keep everybody on their toes, if they have to occasionally do some unbelievably widespread damage from a natural catastrophe that you can blame on a hurricane, very, very easy to do so. Again, I don't know the entire agenda with everything going on with this, but it's much, much more severe than they led everybody to believe. And with that girl posting that on Wednesday, it shows me that they knew well beforehand what was going to happen, and they intentionally misled the public, Dad, which is pretty frustrating to me.
It is. Coach Dobermeyer, Dave Dobermeyer, is a good friend of mine, good man. Now, he's got boots on the ground going there in a week to try to help the people. And he has, if you go to his website, Coach Dave Dobermeyer, I think it's Pass the Salt, you can basically donate there and help the relief efforts. I know Dave. He doesn't have any overhead. He doesn't have a big salary. I mean, he's really a true man of God. He's the man that I went up and spoke with at the conference 2 years ago in Washington, D.C., and he's the man that I walked the halls of Congress with, got to know him, and he's the guy that I was talking with, and we started talking about, why is everyone here gay? I mean, literally 90% of everybody in the halls of Congress, all the pages, all the aides, everybody is gay. Now, if they're not gay, they're acting gay. So I just better qualify that, because some of these guys nowadays kind of act gay, but they're not gay. But these guys were all acting gay and very effeminate. So he's that guy. He's a real man. By the way, also yesterday, actually it was on Saturday, I was talking to a friend of mine, one of the guys that I actually read the information from. He's a Jewish man who lives up in Clayton, Georgia, in that area. And he basically is an atheist, but he believes in a intergalactic force that put man here So he has no faith from his Jewish ancestry as far as his reading of the Torah, because they were all taught that that was just fables and fairy tales. He told me that again on Saturday. And he basically said that he believes that movie Prometheus is what happened and how we were put here, that an alien species came here and seeded the planet. So you already know how this conversation went with me. I mean, I didn't step away from that. And so we had a little 20-minute dialogue. Then he finally asked me, he finally said, are you a nutrition guy or are you like a preacher? And I said, I'm kind of like both. And he goes, oh, well, that's interesting. He goes, I didn't know you were that adamant about this. And I said, well, here's the thing, buddy. I said, you're already telling me that you believe in an extraterrestrial presence in the universe that you believe put us here. So at least you're past the point of believing we came from a rock, that we basically evolved from the slime. He goes, no, I don't believe any of that. And I said, okay, so you're believing that we were put here, we were seeded by some higher entity that put us here. He goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, you understand something. The Bible, your Torah, talks about these entities in pretty much in detail. He goes, does it really? I said, well, yeah, if you ever read it to make a difference, maybe you have some understanding of what you're talking about. I said, you guys are all hung up on the doggone Babylonian Talmud, and you're all wrapped up in that weird Kabbalah stuff. At least the Kabbalah stuff actually talks about these entities a little bit, but that's even worse because it's doing the satanic, you know, worship stuff with the angels, the fallen angels. And I said, you got to understand something. But I said, the Bible talks very clearly that there are many different types of angels. And if you want, you can call these angels extraterrestrials. Just pick a name for them. It doesn't make any difference. I got this. This came from Steve Quayle. There's different angels that you have. There's what's called a Shayot angel, Chayot. These are the holy angels who are the highest ranking angels. Then there's an Ophanim, Ophanim. They're the color of green and covered with eyes according to Ezekiel. Then there's the Erelim. These are the angels that cry out. Then there's the Chasmalim. These are the brilliant angels, including all the shades and hues that the eye is capable of distinguishing. Then there's the crystalline dew angels. And then there's the seraphim. We call them the burning angels. And then there's the malachim. These are the angels of pure intellect. Then there's the Elohim. These are the powerful angels. And there's the benigni Elohim, the form of the sons of God or angel of the demigod. This is like we're starting talking about sons of Lucifer now. Then we have the cherubim, or the complicated winged angels. Okay, these are all extraterrestrial entities, guys. Get your head around that. That's really, you got to get your head around that. All of these things are different. They're all these different forms of otherworldly creatures that have visited us that the Bible talks about. Call them what you want to call them. You can call them angelic beings. You can call them extraterrestrial visitors. Pick a name. So when this stuff comes out, and you understand that this, we're not alone on the universe, which God tells us repeatedly in the Bible, we're not alone, that this stuff doesn't mess with your head. We've been put here by the Most High God. We fell from grace because Lucifer basically sweet-talked Eve into doing what she did. He took control of the planet. He basically destroyed the planet with his interbreeding with the women. Genesis chapter 6, we flooded the planet. God came back and had enough of it, flooded the planet. The boys came right back, started doing the same thing all over again, hence with David fighting Goliath the giant. That's why all these giants, this is why the Smithsonian hides all of our ancient history. If they find skeletons of giants, they actually take them and either dispose of them or hide them so people don't know where in the world we came from. These history stories in the Bible are real. That's why they do that, because they want to keep the narrative alive to keep you brain and trained and thinking that all of this stuff is fairy tale and make-believe. It's not fairy tale. It's not make-believe. The Bible's very, very clear about it. Then God had enough of it when finally he sent forth his son, because he had still been in enmity against man, and the angels cried out in Bethlehem, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, because now the relationship with God was repaired with God and man, because Christ came for us as a bridge, as a mediator, as a sacrifice, as the Passover lamb for us to basically restore us back to God. And now when you accept God through Jesus Christ, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, which allows you to connect to God in his dimension, and he shares with you part of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, tiny little bit, so that you can feel and be led by the Holy Spirit. That's what Christianity is. So we have authority over all of these angels and these angelic beings, over all of these demons, and that's who a Christian is. And that's why I told the Jew guy on Saturday, I said, look, dude, I said, here's the thing. I said, here's the problem. You don't understand what a Christian is. Vast majority of people don't understand what a Christian is, including Christians. They don't get it. I said, the power that we have and the authority that we have been given is unprecedented in this universe. It's unprecedented. We have been put in covenant with the creator of the universe, in covenant, in blood covenant, tied together with Him throughout all eternity. I mean, this is a pretty big deal for Christians when you understand who and what you are in Christ Jesus. And he goes, well, I've never heard any of that before. And I said, well, I'll keep working with you on it. I said, you've got to figure out who you are, and you've got to stop reading those weird things that you read, and you've got to realize that Prometheus, the movie, was a movie out of Hollywood, and it's more disinformation. That's all it is. It's more disinformation to prevent you from knowing the truth and realizing who and what you are and what being you were created after. So I just wanted to share all that with you guys today and kind of go over those different angels, because, guys, there's a lot more in the Old Testament and the New Testament about these different types of entities that roam around. In fact, I did a show with Rush Dizdar one time on the Power Hour. I think I had him on twice. I got to get him on our show now too. And he talked about this for about 20 minutes one time. It was a very, very good show. I've got that show available on YouTube on our channel, so you guys can watch it. Awesome. What's your next story, bud?
Yeah, that's some wild stuff. But yeah, also too, if you guys saw what happened over there in Berkeley last night out in California, it was pretty blatantly obvious. Even the Washington Post yesterday couldn't even cover for Antifa on how aggressive they're getting now, and apparently nobody still wants to even talk about it. Washington Post, like I said, they're unbelievably liberal, and they even had to put out an article that said black-clad Antifa members now attack peaceful right-wing demonstrators in Berkeley. Apparently the Berkeley police were deliberately told to stand down and allow masked Antifa members to jump a barricade and attack the demonstration by a peaceful right-wing group, with the Patriot Prayer Group leader Joey Gibson getting assaulted and like half a dozen more basically getting beat up. There were 400 police on hand to prevent violence. 400 police. But they stepped aside when over 100 masked Antifa members busted through police lines, avoiding security checks by officers to take away possible weapons, and basically jumped on the peaceful protesters that were standing there. Officer Greenwood said the potential use of force became so problematic, given the thousands of peaceful protesters in the park. Once the anarchists arrived, it was clear that they would be dueling protests left and right, so they ordered the officers out of the park and let the anarchists march in from Antifa and take over the protest. So what happened was, we had the Patriot Prayer Group there blatantly doing nothing, clearly doing nothing. Peaceful protesting at its best, if you could even describe it as that. It was so chill. And these Antifa members showed up. You see videos of them. Full black, head to toe, ski mask, gloves, pants, everything, full gear with giant shields, helmets, everything, and ran in and literally started pepper spraying and assaulting and beating on these guys that were literally standing there doing nothing. They weren't even getting aggressive. They weren't wearing weapons. They weren't wearing armor. They didn't have any shields. They were literally standing there, and these guys jumped in and completely assaulted them all over the place, and the police stood down. This is what's going on now. This couldn't be any clearer that the media is trying to incite violence through this group, and they're blatantly allowing them carte blanche behavior to do whatever they want, anywhere they want, whenever they want. This right here was a crystal clear example of it, so much that the Washington Post even had to call it out and say that the peaceful Patriot group was standing there and the black-clad Antifa members started attacking them without any type of aggression shown to them whatsoever, Dad. So this is where it started to head with these guys now, and nobody wants to do anything about it.
Well, they can't do anything about it, Austin, because remember, these guys are, you know, in a situation where they don't know what to do or where to go, because, you know, this is a major problem that we're having right now in the United States. We've got a bunch of people out there that are basically wanting to riot at the drop of a hat, that are being paid to do this. They're being paid to do this. In fact, this is interesting. This is from Breitbart, and it says, exclusive, like the last scene of Star Wars, Sebastian Gorka compares the battle against the globalist cabal to Rebel Alliance fighting the evil empire out of Star Wars. I mean, this thing is like crazy what's actually going on right now all over the planet. I want to read you this last thing he says. He says, basically, he says he was going to fix the wall economy, build a wall, defeat ISIS, Gorka said, of Trump's major campaign promises. And he goes, that's making a difference, making America really great again. And unfortunately, I don't want to go into this palace intrigue stuff because we've had too much of that. But the fact is that scores of the left-wing Democrats in the White House have basically unstabilized the White House. And then they start talking in here in detail about what was going on with the, in fact, he calls them this, my iPad's doing really weird things again, so I've got to try to fix this real quick, but I want to talk to you. He goes, the West-wing Democrats, as they are colloquially known, include people. The West Wing, the Democrats in the White House with our Republican administration, as they are colloquially known, include people like the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, his wife, the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump. Remember, these guys are hardcore Shabbat, Mossad, basically infiltration of the White House right now. Okay, National Security Advisor, 3-star General McMasters, National Economic Council Gary Cohn, new White House Chief of Staff, retired General John Kelly, and Deputy National Security Advisor Dina Habib Powell. Powell served with Cohn in a senior position at Goldman Sachs. Here we go again. Before working and going to the White House, all of them are Democrats, though Powell claims to be Republican, given her short time working in the George Bush's White House. Trump has to figure out where his loyalties lie, Austin. Trump has to figure out if he wants to be a Republican, if he wants to restore the country, or if he wants to go ahead and continue to cow down to his Democratic handlers and to his Rothschild bankers. That's what he's going to have to do. He's got to make a choice on what he wants to do, and he's got to fill that White House with conservatives and get rid of these stinking liberals out of the White House. Son, what do you think?
I agree with you, man. He's in a weird position because he stepped in just such a swamp, so to speak, up there because of the way everything has gone. And I saw this article this morning, and it looks like it's going to be released today, which is pretty disturbing to me. I'm going to go into a second. And the reason why is because it ties in exactly what happened last week with Trump basically giving Mathis the open approval to send in as many troops into Afghanistan as he wanted to. The Afghan war has died down significantly as far as we have very, very significant control over that country, over the poppy, everything over there. The main reason why we're going over there again, as I said before, we've talked about numerous times, is increase and cultivate probably even more poppy and control any other resources. The second one now is to spool up the military-industrial complex, as I said last week. It's very disturbing to me because that's exactly what we do every time we're about to start another war, which makes me think that we're more than likely about to enter some other significant conflict with another country. And then I saw this article this morning, which completely solidified my idea on that. It was from Alex Pfeiffer from White House correspondent. He said, President Donald Trump will be signing an executive order Monday fully restoring a Defense Department program that transfers military equipment to police, the Daily Caller has learned. The DOD 1033 program was launched in the end of the 1990s and has since transferred almost $6 billion in military surplus equipment to state, tribal, and local law enforcement agencies. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will announce at a speech Monday at the Fraternal Order of Police Convention that Trump is fully restoring the program. The president's executive order restores the full scope of the long-standing program for recycling surplus, life-saving gear from the Department of Defense, along with restoring the full scope of grants used to purchase the type of equipment from other sources. This includes clothing, rifle, ammunition, armored vehicles, armored personnel carriers, helmets, body armor, and night vision, and much more. The executive order that was signed by Obama in 2015 actually prohibited a lot of this and basically slowed down the transfer of it from Obama. The reason why this happened was because the war was slowing down and the amount of surplus that was coming out of the Middle East had greatly been reduced, and a lot of it that was left they were transferring over to ISIS. That's my opinion and a lot of other people's opinion. Now what it looks to me, the only reason they would be doing this, they do not have that much surplus military stuff over in the Middle East right now. The only reason they would be doing this right now is if they are about to completely spool up the Department of Defense military contracts. They're about to bring in new model MRAPs. They're about to bring in more machine guns. They're about to bring in new gear. They're about to bring in new body armor. They're about to bring in new night vision. All this gear is coming in new, so they have to do something with the older gear that they basically have done for the last 15 to 20 years now, and that's give to local police units. That's why almost every sheriff department in the United States now has at least one MRAP, sitting around, which I don't have a significant problem with because they can be useful in situations. But on the other hand, too, why is the Department of Defense and the Pentagon spending $650,000 on average for one MRAP and then sells it back to the Sheriff's Department after 5 years for $1,500? I have a very significant problem with that, and that's called wasteful spending that we've seen no end of with the Pentagon. This is what's about to happen, guys, and I'm calling this before it happens. This is exactly what happened when we went to war in the Middle East. The military-industrial empire spooled up full force. Every type of armor, gun, ammunition, armor personnel vehicle started blowing up everywhere as far as they started producing them in mass. Then once they got over to Afghanistan, new models came out, new equipment came out, all that stuff came back, transferred all to the sheriff's departments here. The only reason that Trump is signing this after as much military gear has already been given to the sheriff's departments and the police units in the United States is because we're about to start another war somewhere else. We're about to significantly start another conflict in Afghanistan, Deb.
You know, Austin, it could be Korea, it could be Afghanistan, it could be this, it could be Russia. I mean, who in the world knows? In fact, this left-right paradigm is ridiculous. In fact, there was a really good article on WND today, that's a good article, WorldNet Daily, and it says, why so many leftists are genuinely delusional? And, you know, I think, you know, this is, you think delusion is a pretty strong word, but from what I've seen since Obama left office and Trump came in and Hillary the witch didn't get in, I've seen these guys literally screaming and crying and carrying on like the world has ended and they're going to die. I mean, this the one Jew guy up there that I talked to who's the atheist, he was going on and on about how Obama had did everything he could to try to save the United States, and basically Trump is doing everything he can to destroy the United States. Now, the Jewish fella is an accountant. He has a big CPA firm. He's extremely wealthy, which blows my mind. And I never can understand this, Austin. A lot of these left-wing guys are extremely wealthy, and they're always screaming and yelling and stuff that we need to give these people more money, but they don't want to give their money. They want to give our money. No, I'm not being facetious. You know, you got that weirdo Oprah Winfrey who says, oh, I'm giving $1 million to such and such, you know, and she's worth billions, and she gives $1 million away, which is, you know, 1/1000th of the million, and she's like, you know, okay, I've done something big now. I mean, it'd be like most of our folks, you know, reaching in their pocket and taking out a dime and giving it to somebody for her. You know, that's how much money she has. But these guys are literally delusional. And so let me read you this real quick, and this is talking about what he says as far as Arabs and hates and all that. He goes, after all, the very essence of a decent and meaningful life is loving God and one's neighbor. Forgiveness and repentance are simply paramount. They are healing, life-giving, and sanity-producing. But these require sincere self-reflection, something in short supply on the left, which is perpetually focused outwardly on changing society, other people, rather than inwardly on changing oneself. Ever outraged, proclaiming themselves either victims or the protectors of victims, hardcore lefties are ironically forever angrily condemning and shaming haters, that is anyone who disagrees with them. But in the end, they are trading their happiness, contentment, and sanity for an illusion of righteousness fueled by the toxic energy of rage. I mean, I couldn't have said that any better. I probably couldn't have said it that well. And that article goes into what these guys and why they're so delusional and why they're so angry. Yesterday, I started listening to a video, and it was actually an audio recording by Myron Fagan. I like Myron Fagan. He was a Jewish fellow who was a playwright back in the 30s, 40s, actually born back in the 1800s, and he lived until about 1972. And he pretty much single-handedly exposed the communist takeover of Hollywood back in the 40s. In fact, he actually had the hearings in which 10 of these people from Hollywood were actually put in jail for basically pushing communism through their movies. And he actually exposed over 300 of the actors, named list actors, like Humphrey Bogart, Katharine Hepburn, you know, Kirk Douglas, all of these different actors that were involved in the Communist Party in Hollywood back in the 40s and the 50s. I mean, big name brand actors that we all would know. And he exposed them and basically brought it to light. And he fought this and fought this and fought this for almost 30 years. He's got a recording about how Hollywood became red. If you can get it online, if you can find it, I found it. In fact, I'll tell you where I found it, though. This guy's been long dead now. On the bottom of Bill Cooper's website, which I don't agree with everything Bill Cooper said. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to come in here and eulogize Bill Cooper right now. But he said a lot of things that I know are true, a lot of things I don't know what he's saying, I disagree with, okay? But if you look at the bottom of his website, he has two of the recordings from Myron Fagan. One of them is on what happened with the United Nations, and how the Council on Foreign Relations came in with the United Nations to use the United Nations after the Treaty of Versailles to come in and destroy the planet. He goes into detail with that. And he was at the Treaty of Versailles. He was there. Talks about it. Now, secondly, he also goes into the Hollywood Red Scare. Now, these are long audios, and they're kind of scratchy, so you got to really want to listen to them. But the one on Hollywood, when he listed, I mean, Gregory Peck was involved in all this, and all these guys that we thought were these big heroes from the Hollywood days of the 40s and the 50s, they were communists. And he talked about how they came over from Russia, and I've talked to you guys about this many times, in the late 1920, they actually infiltrated Hollywood. They infiltrated ABC. It actually started ABC, CBS, NBC. They started it. He tells you who started it, who the main founding partners were, how they were all funded by the banks, by the Rothschild banking cartel. Yes, he names names, names dates, names people, names everything. And of course, he was totally and completely blackballed after he started this in the 40s and was never able to work in Hollywood again. So he completely cut his own source of revenue off and was basically told that they were going to kill him and everything else. He explains that in detail if you want to have a history lesson on this. Now, a lot of you guys that are young, that are 20 and 30, may say, well, I don't really care about all that. Okay, I got that. Now, if you're my age, 50, 60, 70, and you watched a lot of these guys on the big screen when you were younger, and you find out who they are, it will blow your mind how many of these guys were involved in promoting communism into the United States. I've told you the guys repeatedly, that's what they've done. But I did not have the names and the dates and the places and the faces and everything this guy has, but he names all of it. In fact, at the end of one of his plays, he actually listed all 300. He stood up on the platform on the stage and read out a list of all 300 of the Hollywood stars and forced the mainstream media to pick up the story. So, guys, it's an incredible audio recording. It's 2 hours long, the one on the Red Scare in Hollywood, but it's worth every second if you watch it because it really goes into detail with that guy. And I tell you what, he's been dead now since the 70s, and if he had known how this place is turned over with these communists running this, because this is what Antifa is, guys. This is the same thing that they did in Red Square, in Russia, in Moscow, with Lenin and Stalin until they killed 100 million of their own people. This is the same group of people that's doing this right now in the United States. And we have to wrap our head around this. These are the same people, again, that are doing it all over again. They're saying, like this article said in WND, that they're the righteous ones, which means that anybody who doesn't agree with them, they hate. I mean, this is crazy, but that's how they really believe. And I have that one friend of mine, who the other Jewish lady who married my friend here, the German guy, I talked about a couple of weeks ago. And when she basically found out that Hillary had lost the election, she literally cried and was hysterical for 2 weeks. And finally, her husband had to say to her, "That's enough. This has got to stop. You can't continue like this. You got to get out of bed. You got to get off the couch. You got to stop pounding the floor. You got to stop doing this. You've got to become productive. This is not okay." Okay, this is how whacked out their brains are, that they think they're the righteous ones. But Austin, they're the ones that go into this peaceful prayer group at Berkeley and start pounding these people and spraying them with pepper spray and basically just viciously attack them. Paid provocateurs, just like the Soviet Union, just like Lenin, just like Stalin. These guys are never going to quit because they're funded through the Rothschild banking cartel, and they control the stinking media. They control Hollywood. They control the radio. They control the TV. I told you what they did to me back in the middle 90s. When Bill Clinton changed that law with the FCC, that basically couldn't, that took, before then, only a corporation could only own one major TV or radio station in a market. One. That would give diversity of news and no one could control the news. Bill Clinton, when he did his act he did with the FCC, I think it was 93 or 94, he changed that law and said that it was okay for them to come in and buy up every stinking radio and TV show in a market under one corporate flag. That got rid of all of the independent broadcasters that were still out there telling the truth. I used to do up to 40 talk shows a week 25 years ago. A week. during peak seasons, like for during Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever. 40 a week, all day long, on the radio, on the radio, on the radio. Austin remembers this when he's a little kid. And guys, they stopped all of that. They stopped independent broadcast. And then they came in with their little edict. Nobody can talk about anything that we advertise that competes with the brand that we're advertising. That's how it started. Then, well, nobody can talk about alternative healthcare treatments. Nobody can do this. Nobody can do that. Nobody can do this. That's why they've actually attacked Dr. Oz, because some of the stuff that Dr. Oz says is true. They've attacked him repeatedly because of what he says, giving contrary information to what they're trying to do as far as brainwashing you. And if you listen to Myron Fagan's tape, he goes into detail on how they attacked people, they attacked advertisers, they attacked all kinds of folks who said anything against the communist takeover of the United States. And guys, that's exactly what they're doing again. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, and it's irritating, man. It's frustrating to see this, especially the videos from that whole nonsense yesterday, because I mean, you can't even sit there and justify what these guys are doing. I mean, there was one section of the video, this one guy that was in the basically the prayer group. He's trying to get away from these guys. They're literally hitting him in the back of the head, punching him in the back of the head. This guy's in t-shirt and jeans by himself. No weapons, no mace, no tools, no nothing. They're punching him in the back of the head. One guy knocks him to the ground. Another guy comes over with a water bottle and literally pours a water bottle full of urine on his head. Then another guy runs up in front of him and pepper sprays him right in the face while he's trying to get up. And another guy runs up as he's getting up and hits him in the back of the head again while he's trying to basically run away. These guys are absolute pansies. They have nothing that they could possibly do in a physical altercation and a one-on-one fist fight. This is why they act this way, and they're being paid to do so. And the problem is nobody in the media even wants to address what's going on here. All they want to do is condemn Trump for not talking about that crap that was in Charleston, you know, 2 weeks ago fast enough. This is what I want to see. Why isn't CNN broadcasting these videos? Why aren't they discussing what's going on over here with Antifa coming over and aggressively, violently attacking these guys? But anyways, on a different topic, I don't want to get hung up on this own thing. This is something we keep talking about repeatedly, and it's actually starting to become real now. We know the technology's already been here. They've been using it, but now they're trying to force it mainstream now. Elon Musk's controversial startup to create a matrix interface to the human brain has already raised almost $30 million, it's been revealed. Neuralink is the name of it, and they're working to link the human brain with the machine interface by creating micron-sized devices. He says they're creating a brain-machine interface that will be vital to help humans compete with the godlike robots of the future. His words. He said it will work on what Musk calls the neural lace technology, implanting tiny brain electrodes that they may one day upload and download your thoughts. He said within 8 years, the matrix-style technology will be available to everyone, he added. Artificial intelligence and machine learning will create computers so sophisticated and godlike that humans will need to implant neural laces in their brains to keep up, Musk said in a text conference. This is what they're doing now. Dad has talked about this for the longest time, and nobody wants to address it. Now they're making it mainstream that it's going to be readily available, essentially, in 2025, that we're going to be able to upload our brains to computers so we can basically compete with the AI. This is pretty strange, Dad. I know they've been doing this stuff for years. They've had this technology for an extended period of time, but now no longer are they trying to keep it in the shadows anymore. They're blatantly putting it on mainstream, on the Daily Mail's what this article is off of now, that they're going to be ready to do this for everyone, specifically what he said, everyone, within 8 years now.
All I can say is come quickly, Lord Jesus. I mean, you know, these guys, this whole lie from the very beginning, ye shall be like God, ye shall not die. I mean, this thing, yeah, you got to read Genesis. This is how it all started. Ye shall be like God, you'll know the difference between good and evil, and ye shall not die. Well, they died, they weren't like God, and they were detuned. I mean, it just none of this stuff is true. I mean, these guys, these fallen angels, they loathe you because you've got a soul. I've said this before to you guys. They're angry that God did this for us. And they're jealous of us because not only they hate you, they want to be you. I mean, this is what they want. And now they're trying to get human beings to drop down a notch, lose their humanity, become cyborgs, become the Borg, to basically interface with machines so they can live forever in their little computer world. I mean, this is just absolutely joke. It's not a joke. It's a nightmare is what it is. But we've got to stand firm in the Word. I covered this on Hagman on Friday night. And Joe asked me, he said, Ted, he goes, can these guys affect us with their thought-breaking patterns and all the stuff they can do to make us do violence? And I said, no, they can't do that. And here's why. Because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And when you're infused with the Holy Spirit and he's within you and his resonance frequencies inside of you, you're going to know, even if they start putting different things into your brain to go out and do something crazy, you're going to know better than doing it. It's like that one movie that came out a few years ago that's got a sequel coming out right now, The Kingsman, in which they took this on purpose. And they were going to try this interface with these cell phones to make people kill each other. And where do they go? This is all disinformation. They go to a Christian church with right-wingers in the church. Kind of like the folks who listen to my show. But not that weird, okay? We're not talking about racist guys. But we're talking about guys who believe in the United States. People who believe in freedom. People who believe in the right for a person to pursue his own, you know, happiness that the Constitution talks about. This is who we talk to on this show. This is who we talk to with Hagman. We talk to people that are awake. So these people are in this church. They want to demonize them to start with, make them start saying weird things. And then all of a sudden, they all start killing each other. They're saying, we can control you through this technology. No, you can't. Get thee behind me, Lucifer, Satan. You have no authority over me. I'm connected into the God's dimension. You have no right to me. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And we will not have to succumb to that. Now, if they decide to blow the whole planet up, okay, could that affect us individually? Well, yeah, we're here, aren't we? They could do all of that stuff, but they can't do stuff to us from an individual standpoint. Because like I said, I'm going to repeat it, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. But what they do and what they want to do, Austin, they want you to voluntarily take this brain mesh. They want you to voluntarily take the mark of the beast. They want you to say, yes, it's okay. Do this to me. I want to be able to compete and stay up with today's technology. The answer is always no, no, thank you, go away, not signing for your stupid basketfuls of snake. Say this technology is not real, it's not working, okay. Why in the world is the mystery deepening now after U.S. confirms 16 diplomats in Cuba had traumatic brain injury and a sonic attack last week in Cuba? They hit them with their energy weapons. Now 16 of them have brain injuries because they're like letting them know that we have this technology and we can do whatever we want to do with it. Tesla called it his death ray. You say, well, Tesla sounds like he was way ahead of his time. Tesla was so far ahead of his time, he makes Einstein look like a mental midget. And yes, you heard me say that. Tesla makes Einstein look like a mental midget. Tesla understood frequency, electrodynamics, and he understood all of it. That's why the FBI, when he died supposedly, mysteriously, on his own in his apartment, they immediately went in and seized all of his files and all of his weapons research. He told them that he could put a death ray out that would stop planes and missiles from, not missiles, but planes from coming in hundreds and hundreds of miles out in the Atlantic Ocean, and they would never get close to the United States. That's what Tesla was developing back in the 40s. Tesla's the one who developed electricity. Always remember that. He's the one who developed alternating current. The reason your lights are working right now is because of Tesla. He's also the one who developed the radio. They gave the credit to Marconi. That was a lie. They've since corrected it. Tesla developed the radio. That was one of his patents. So guys, this guy was telling them what they were going to be doing now. We have enough energy in the atmosphere. This, all this stuff, all this harp stuff, all these energy fields, the space grid, the space fence, all of this is Tesla technology. We don't even need fossil fuel. Fossil fuel's a joke. There's so much electricity in the atmosphere that we could run every single locomotive, every single ship, every single car on the planet by just pulling energy out of the air. We have that ability. He told them he had the ability, but J.P. Morgan, who was a Rothschild cutout, stopped the technology with the Wharton-Cliff Tower and stopped the development of this technology because it would give everybody free energy. So now we've had 100 years of fossil fuels. Guys, complete and total obfuscation. They are so far ahead of where they tell you they are, it's almost mind-boggling when you get into the research. Pull up Elena Freeland's latest video she did on YouTube on the space fence. Put in Elena Freeland, space fence, and watch it, and look what they have. In fact, right now over here, Let me pull up another act because I know we're running out of time. And I want to cover one more thing real quick. We've had a giant, huge hotspot right here in the UK. Gas panic, packed tourist hotspot, Beachy Head evacuated, 238 people decontaminated in hospital with hundreds more suffering, burning eyes and breathing difficulties after a mysterious chemical mist blows in from the sea. Now, if you watch, if you want to know what happened with this, they have ships now that are out in the ocean and they're leaving vapor trails behind them. They have huge generators, and Elena Friedland has a video of this on her latest video on YouTube. And basically what it's doing is it's putting huge amounts of the aluminum and barium into the ocean, creating clouds from the water, and these naval ships are leaving these trails and these plumes of all of these chemicals in the air that's going up into the stratosphere to further ionize the energy around the planet. They're doing that all over the planet right now. Watch the video. You'll see it. They turn this thing on, Austin, and this cloud erupts from it that looks like a giant cumulus cloud right from the bottom of the earth. It starts going straight up like a giant water vapor cloud, and they're putting these chemicals in that to further disperse their aluminum barium control net globally, son. And so, guys, you need to watch that video. What do you think about that, son?
No, it's definitely, I mean, what they're doing is very clear. I mean, you can see this with Texas now. I mean, now they're putting out warnings that are saying the rain's not going to stop until Thursday. They're expecting 50 inches. Oh, imagine that, 50 inches. Same thing the girl said last week, the middle of last week when she was trying to give everybody a warning. They knew what was going to happen with this. This thing is humongous, and it's supposedly right now, from what they're saying, I just pulled it up a minute ago, it looks like it's headed north, like it's going up towards Illinois now and Arkansas. I mean, this is where it's going. I mean, slamming Louisiana. This thing's going to be unprecedented if they continue to keep pushing it like they are doing right now. Very, very clear this is weather modification at its finest from that standpoint. Very, very sad what's going on. But again, everybody needs to be as aware as much as possible. And if you do have the means, whether you have a boat or airboats or paddle boats or whatever you can do, if you're out there and you have the means to do so, help some people out, because I know the Coast Guard and the National Guard and everybody is pretty much completely overwhelmed with this right now. So, yeah, it's a pretty rough situation. But also, too, this is something I wanted to address because it came out yesterday. And it was an article that basically says now that they did a research study and that drinking 4 cups of coffee a day slashes your chance of early death, a major study suggests. They said that those who drank regular coffee had mortality rates almost 2/3 lower than those who didn't. Now, the whole thing about this article is, the first thing about it is, they're not addressing any of the negative health impacts of using excessive amounts of caffeine or coffee. None whatsoever. The lead author, Dr. Adina Navarro, says she believes the antioxidants in the coffee, which are in the form of polyphenols, are causing the positive health effects. And she goes, and I quote, "I would advise drink plenty of coffee. It's good for your heart. I think it's a good idea to have at least 4 cups a day." Now, obviously, this lady has very little understanding of what she's even talking about, because later on, even in the article, it says the study was observational, so it could not prove that plentiful amounts of coffee were the actual cause of the improved mortality. So they completely contradict what they're saying right here because of how they did the entire study. First off, yes, very, very high quality organically grown coffee beans do have some antioxidants in them that are positive on the body. But again, it's the same concept of saying if you drink quantities of wine every day, you get resveratrol antioxidants and it's good for your heart. Yes, in essence, that is true. But again, they're not going in and addressing the alcohol issues on what it does to your kidneys, your liver, the dehydration, the stripping of minerals, not even to mention the alcoholism possibilities of it. So that's to the side. They're doing the same thing here with coffee. They're saying, yes, it has antioxidants in it. Yes, it can have health benefits for you. And it's going to basically keep you from dying early if you drink coffee, yet it's not addressing the incredibly increased cortisol levels that it produces, the massive amounts of adrenal taxation that it does to your adrenal glands, and how it actually elevates blood pressure and your heart rate that can cause issues with your heart, especially when used in high amounts. And it does not address at all the issues that it brings about as far as with fatigue and adrenal exhaustion that are very, very, very common with regular caffeine users. So I wanted to address that today because every time I see articles like this, they take a sliver of something like the antioxidant compounds like polyphenols that you can get in natural form. Same thing, we have resveratrol plus in natural very high dose capsule forms that's derived from wine that has no alcohol properties to it that really, really has health benefits without the alcohol properties to it. So I wanted to bring that up today, Dad, because I know a lot of people are going to ask me about that, especially when anybody's a coffee drinker and they feel like they have an excuse now to drink large amounts of coffee. They're going to try and cite this article.
Well, the British Medical Journal, Lancet, a few years ago said 4 or 5 cups a day in a man would increase the risk of heart disease by 50%. I mean, and with women, there's a component called the methylxanthine in the caffeine that can increase the risk of fibroid tumor formation in the breast tissue, and some researchers believe increase the risk of breast cancer with women. And I do know this. When we used to have the clinic, we would tell women who'd come in who basically had been diagnosed with breast cancer and had been recovered from it, we'd say one of the most important things you understand is that you can't drink coffee anymore. It's critical if you've had breast cancer or breast cancer in your family that you never put coffee across your lips. That's super, super important. And it's like you said, Austin, it's an adrenal tap. Sooner or later, if you keep, remember, there aren't any calories in caffeine. It kicks your own body's adrenaline in to make you get up and get going. And so it doesn't give you any nutrients whatsoever. So it may have some compounds in there that supposedly are antioxidants, but it's not worth the long-term side effects and the devastating effect on the adrenals and the increased risk of breast cancer and heart disease. That's why I use green tea. That's why we use the purple sticks. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show today. God bless you guys. I love you so much. I appreciate you too. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for being there for us. And just, I want you guys to know that you guys mean the world to us. And again, thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for the loyalty that you have to us. And thanks for listening. Austin, I'll write up the summary and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Yes, and we appreciate it, guys. Be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. The product of the week, the Ultimate Essentials, that's on sale until Wednesday morning. That's our Ultimate Essentials packet. 60 packets per can's on sale for over 10% off. And also be sure to check out the other products that are on sale on the website. You can get at healthmasters.com. Feel free to email us or call us if you guys need anything at all. That's what we're here for, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.